It was one of the worst disasters in American history, the break in the South Fork Dam that created the Great Johnstown Flood. In a moment, we return with the stories of tragedy and heroism. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Today, little remains of the large dam that held a reservoir here, about 60 miles outside of Pittsburgh. But as Gregory Zaborowski will tell you, this was no ordinary dam.
During the Civil War, there was a break in the dam, and water, I'm going to say, leaked down into Johnstown, which is 14 miles away. So there was a slow leak, water got into Johnstown, and there was some flooding, but no one was injured.
The dam was repaired, and eventually the use of the lake became one that was more recreational than industrial. In fact, the South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club began in 1879 when the reservoir was no longer needed for the nearby canal system, since rail travel had now replaced it.
It's an earthen dam. If you know anything about dams, it's shaped like a pyramid, so it's wider at the bottom and narrower at the top. It was 931 feet across. The reservoir was about 500 acres, 3 miles long and about 1 mile wide.
At 72 feet high, the dam towered above the valley below. Earthen dams need upkeep, but this dam received only sporadic repairs. Still, that was good enough until the spring of 1889.
There were 51 inches of rain in May. The water was rising at about a foot an hour. So on May 31st, 1889, Colonel Unger, who was the president and caretaker of the dam, looked out his window, and he saw that the water was about to crest the breast of the dam.
With such a dangerous situation presenting itself, dam caretaker Colonel Unger set out to save the dam and the cities down the valley. We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Johnstown, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.